Of our whole country as a year when all the citizens here, the people, resolutely decided to be together with Russia.
That's Russian President Vladimir Putin in Crimea Friday, Professor Stephen Cohen.
I have a flashback, not exactly like this, but when I was a kid growing up in Kentucky and Indiana, we had something called VE Day. Victory in Europe Day. That's what Russia calls Victory Day. It represents the victory over Nazi Germany in Europe. We seem not to do VE Day in this country anymore unless Spielberg and Hanks make a movie about World War II. But for Russia, May 9th, it was May 8th in America because of the time difference, is the most sacred secular holiday. I've been going and living in Russia for 40 or 50 years. It's true that the government, going back to the communists and carrying through Putin, manipulate this holiday. It's absolutely true for their own political purposes. But this is one holiday that 90% of Russians feel in their hearts. It's deeply meaningful, even though it's almost 70 years after World War II. And it's meaningful because when we say 27.5 million Soviet citizens died defeating Nazi Germany in Europe, and it was the Russians who defeated, the Soviet Union who defeated Nazi Germany in Europe, that means that virtually every family in Russia lost somebody whom they still mourn. All right, Putin was tapping into this on May 9th, but it's authentic, it's meaningful. And when I look at these films, I remember it tells us how different our two countries are. We no longer memorialize World War II except for Hollywood movies, whereas for Russia, it's just a sacred holiday.